This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Celesito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Celesito of Celesito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Celesito.
A lot of people give you advice not because they know, but because they were asked. That's not a great formula for success. Recently, I was told by one of these types of informers that they believe deer preferred flowers that weren't yellow in color. Now, I had never heard of this before, and I asked a few questions. Turns out everything in their vegetable garden was eaten except marigolds, which by their very nature are yellow. They're very smelly, and they taste lousy to deer, so they're never eaten. Consequently, a partial observation led to the wrong conclusion, and now this is being disseminated as information. Dr. Paul Curtis at Cornell University tells me that deer probably can't even distinguish the color yellow. They don't have that ability in their rods and cones to do so. Blue they can see. So if you're walking through the woods and want to sneak up on deer, don't wear those Levi's. Interestingly enough, marigolds are fed to chickens to give their fat a yellow color, since the natural color of fat is white. Frank Perdue told us he fed them cookies back in the day, and he did sell a lot of chickens that way. But again, we need the full photo album and not just a snapshot in order to figure out what's really going on. I suspect Frank gave those cookies to employees as they fed corn and marigolds to his chickens. As the snow starts to pile up, evergreens become the main course for deer as they look to put on their own layer of fat for winter. I've found that most folks start putting on a repellent such as deer skid or super repellent after they see some damage. Usually, once a deer learns that something has nutrient value, they tend to revisit that plant, and adjacent ones as well, on a repeated basis. Deer eat 5 times a day when it's warm, 6 times when it's cold. Just like some friends of mine during football season, but that's another story. So I advise starting a spray repellent program before deer start munching. If you can confuse their keen sense of smell, reputed to be 100 times that of humans, and also taste, then they will avoid that same plant in your yard and hit that one growing in your neighbor's. You'll need to reapply whatever repellent you use later in the winter because the elements diminish the effectiveness over time. You have an investment in your landscape plantings. A little care and minimal expense in the fall, and then again in February, can really make a difference on how they look next year. If you do nothing at all, the deer prune plantings certainly might recover over time, much like a bad haircut. But life is way too short to have ugly plants around your home. I'm Jim Celesito, reminding you to keep planting and take good care of those plants as well. It's good for you and good for our planet.
From the Soil with Celesito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Celesito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Celesito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.